Good morning. Joining us now, Peter Navarro, director of the White House National Trade Council. I know he's had a busy weekend. Glad he could join us here for a Monday. Peter, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us. So the stock market took a little bit of a tumble last week after the president announced these tariffs on steel and aluminum. What is the market getting wrong about this?
The market's getting wrong the fact that there's virtually no negative economic impact. Well, there's a great positive upside in terms of defending our steel and aluminum industries. And I don't know if you know this, Vince, but for years I was a market analyst on CNBC, and this is kind of my job in a way. And if you look at all of the market indicators now, you got consumer confidence and investor confidence just off the charts. You've got one of my favorite indicators, which is the ISM Manufacturing Index, which is above 60, which is almost unheard of, indicating a very, very robust economy. We've got unemployment down to unprecedented levels, strong economic growth, wages and productivity are rising. I mean, everything's bullish here in America, and both Europe and Asia are strong as well. So the market's getting that wrong. So, and I suspect that we'll be just fine, and we should be just fine, because at the end of the day, investors are out to make money, and money's going to get made on the long side, not the short side.
Now, as I'm looking at this, the rationale by which the administration is doing this in order not to be in violation of any free trade policies is that it's a national security concern, right?
Yes, sir. And that's broadly construed. I want to be clear about that. It's not just national defense. It's national and economic security.
Okay, national. So could not any tariff be imposed on the basis of national economic security?
Well, only if it's justified. But let's look at why we're doing this. And this is really important. Let's take the aluminum industry, for example. Well, why do we need an aluminum industry inside our borders, as the president believes? Well, for starters, and probably most obviously, when we build things like Bradley tanks or the F-35 Joint Strike Jet Fighter, the Littoral Combat Ship, Tomahawk missile, Delta IV, Atlas V rockets, all of that we need aluminum for. And then in addition to that, we have all manner of critical infrastructure projects, dams, electricity grid, water and sewer treatment plants, all sorts of things like that. And then on top of that, when we lose 75,000 jobs in the steel industry and thousands more in the aluminum industry, what that does is it shrinks our tax base and our tax revenues. And we've also, I don't know if you know this, but we have a $7 billion trade deficit annually in aluminum alone. And every $1 billion of a trade deficit means about 6,000 jobs we don't have, because we're buying stuff from there instead of making it here. So these are the dimensions of the national security problem. And now, if you look at the sad straits we're in, the aluminum industry is literally on life support. It's got another year or two unless we take action. We're down now to 5 smelters. We've lost 6 since 2013. Only 2 of these smelters are operating at full capacity of the 5. Only one of them makes the high purity aluminum we need for our defense applications. If we lose that, we're going to have to rely on places like China and the Middle East for that, and good luck with that. Mm-hmm. And it's a really serious situation, and the steel industry isn't doing that much better. So at the end of the day, we need those industries, and that's why the president is firmly acting here.
You know, I want to ask you a question from a listener named Roger, and I think it's pretty interesting. He said that right now South Korea is talking nukes with the North.
You don't have the same level as Vince.
Okay, I'm sorry. South Korea, according to Roger, this is from a listener named Roger, and he says that South Korea is discussing nuclear weapons with North Korea. So his theory is that Trump decided this is a good time to let China know that they better do something about North Korea, and he's using tariffs to create the leverage. Do you agree with that?
No, this has nothing to do with China directly or indirectly, and it's not a negotiating tool. We need I can't say this more often, for this country to defend itself and to prosper, and the president has said this very clearly, we need a steel industry, we need an aluminum industry. These are the backbone industries of our country, and we are losing them. We've lost 75,000 jobs in the steel industry since the year 2000, and we've shrunk that industry by a third. We lost 10 production facilities. As I told you earlier, we lost all these aluminum facilities. So there's no games going on here. This is what you see is what you get, and what we have are two industries in severe trouble that the president wants to defend, and that's what he's doing.
But, you know, you mentioned China, and China's been dumping steel for years, according to you and the administration, right? And why isn't this more targeted? And if it's not going to be targeted, are you planning on any punitive measures in the direction of China on this basis?
So China really is the bad actor of the world on trade. Let's make no mistake about that. And we have the largest trade deficit. China is half of our trade deficit. It's about $350 billion a year trade deficit in goods. And we are addressing the China problem on many fronts, including a Section 301 investigation that the United States Trade Representative is concluding shortly, which deals with the forced technology transfer and intellectual property theft that China engages in. So this president is going to get very, very tough with China. But in this particular case, China is a big factor in the problem, in that they have significant overcapacity that they sell to the rest of the world. That drives prices down globally, and then imports flood into here. But in terms of remedies, we don't really import that much steel from China directly, because we actually have a bunch of successful cases against them. And the problem is a global problem. We're just taking in too many imports from the rest of the world. And so if we're going to defend ourselves for the aluminum steel industries, in this particular case, it's got to be blanket tariffs across the board.
All right, Peter Navarro, thank you. Appreciate your insights this morning. You have a busy week ahead of you. Director of the White House National Trade Council. Appreciate that, Peter.
Great to talk to you, Vince.
744 here on WMAL.